From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Operation Yurok has delivered a major victory in the removal of all large-scale marijuana grows on the Yurok Reservation. Late last week, in preparation for this year's operation, a police department investigator working with staff from the tribe's Environmental Protection and Cultural Resource programs spent two full days in a helicopter flying over the lower 44 miles of the Klamath River, but did not encounter a single large cannabis grow. In 2013, the tribe initiated the first Operation Yurok in response to a fast-growing number of people who had moved to the tribe's lands during the so-called Green Rush. Around the same time, counties around the area saw a steep increase in illegal marijuana production. Humboldt Bay is at the highest risk of sea level rise on the entire U.S. West Coast. The county has completed a sea level rise vulnerability assessment indicating three communities are at risk of being inundated by sea level rise. Nearly 400 residential parcels are vulnerable in the unincorporated communities of King Salmon, Fields Landing, and Fairhaven. Community members will have the opportunity to learn about local sea level rise and take part in planning conversations at two public workshops focused on the three communities. The first will be for the communities of King Salmon and Fields Landing on Tuesday, August 7th, 6 p.m., Humboldt Agricultural Center in Eureka. The second for Fairhaven, Tuesday, August 14th, at the Samoa Women's Club on Rideout Avenue in Samoa. City of Eureka continuing sewer infrastructure repairs. The manhole in R Street between 3rd and 4th will be replaced Sunday night beginning at 7 p.m. Expected to be done by 7 a.m. Monday. Manhole replacement will continue on V Street between 4th and 5th on Tuesday. This will be followed throughout the week by replacement of sewer laterals and installation of sewer cleanouts in the vicinity of the Red Lion Hotel and Target. That phase of the construction expected to last for about a month. Mendocino County has engaged Michael Baker International to amend the county's cannabis regulations to establish two types of overlay zones, areas with modified cannabis cultivation regulations to allow operators more flexible cannabis regulations and development standards, and areas where new commercial cannabis cultivation would be prohibited and existing permitted commercial cultivation would sunset. Public meetings will be held in Covelo on Thursday, the 26th. Also that day at the Casper Community Center. Laytonville and South Leggett opt-in overlay zones will be talked about on Friday, July 27th in Laytonville at the Long Valley Garden Club. And the Deerwood and Woody Glen opt-out zones will also be tackled on Friday at the County Administration Center in Ukiah. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.